Fisheries managers allow whitefish trawlers to inadvertently scoop up halibut, crab, and salmon in their nets. The bycatch rate is relatively low, but because the trawlers catch so much of their target species, the unintended harvest adds up. In rural western Alaska, where chum and king salmon runs have been performing poorly, the bycatch is raising alarms. While the bycaught salmon is often donated to food banks, it's of little assurance to those living along the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers, where subsistence is a way of life.
We eat dry fish like people from the Midwest eat bread with every meal.
Mary Peltola is executive director of the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. She lives in the largely Yupik community of Bethel.
Our babies teethe on dry fish. It's the first food most Yupiks eat, and it's something that we crave year-round.
Peltola told the North Pacific Fishery Management Council this month that fishing on the Kuskokwim has been severely restricted to protect wild salmon stocks. Meanwhile, trawlers haven't faced any new restrictions on their own as they scoop up lucrative whitefish like pollock, cod, and halibut. She's asked the council to work to put an end to bycatch in the industrial commercial trawl fleet.
We're not policy experts. We're not scientists. We're not career people. This isn't part of our career ladder. We're very desperate to pass on the knowledge that we've received over 12,000 years on how to live in harmony with salmon and utilize salmon as our foundational diet.
The At Sea Processors Association, a large industrial trawl organization, said in an emailed statement that no fishery is without bycatch and that there are always other species in the nets or caught on the line. A moratorium on salmon bycatch in the Bering Sea would mean a total shutdown of the pollock fishery, they argue. North Pacific Fishery Management Council member Andy Mesereau says he's heard the call for zero bycatch before. Why not request less bycatch?
I can see how it would be galling to have no Chinook salmon returning to your river and have thousands of them being caught in the ocean out in front of the river. So I understand your frustration. But what I don't understand is what the strategy of asking for zero bycatch is.
Peltola responded that the goal should be zero. There's no reason an in-river salmon fishery should be shut down while the commercial fleet is allowed to continue fishing.
There are strong feelings also that even the term bycatch is an affront to foundational principles of not wasting and making sure that all life is sustainable and able to regenerate itself.
In 2020, Bering Sea trawlers reported bycatch of tens of thousands of Chinook salmon and hundreds of thousands of chum. That's in spite of this year's abysmal salmon returns to the Kuskokwim, Yaneliklee, and Upper Yukon rivers, which have already triggered one of the council's bycatch reduction measures. But even under those rules, the trawl fleet is allowed to catch up to 45,000 kings. And the Bering Sea isn't the only place where bycatch is a problem. In the Gulf of Alaska, some salmon fishermen complain about rules that allow bycatch allocations to be moved around. If pollock trawlers in one area catch 1,300 fewer king salmon, for example, that 1,300 salmon allowance can be transferred to another fishery. Kodiak-based commercial salmon fisherman Alexis Kwachka is among the dozens who recently called on Governor Mike Dunleavy and the North Pacific Council to tighten the rules.
The trawl fleet has done a mighty job of trying to mitigate their interaction with king salmon, but the bottom line is they still use a bunch of them. And, you know, as these programs have developed, we've allowed for one fishery to roll fish into the next fishery.
In other words, this share trading type system for Chinook salmon bycatch.
And I think that it's time to revisit that and see if that's really, you know, if we're talking about saving king salmon, then the net result should be savings.
Kwachka says he believes that weighing commercial interests like the billion-dollar pollock industry against rural subsistence traditions is a false equivalence.
The tax that the state receives is minor compared to the cost that's being incurred by the residents of the state as far as way of life, whether you're talking about halibut or crab or salmon.
The Alaska Whitefish Trawlers Association, an industry group representing independent catcher vessels in the Gulf of Alaska, says its business model depends on its ability to shift bycatch limits around.
If trawling shuts down, then life as I know it is over.
That's Kodiak-based trawler Paddy O'Donnell.
I can't pay my mortgage. I can't keep my boat running. That's the impact it's going to have on me and a lot of other families that are in the same situation that I'm in. I don't have other fisheries to go to. I trawl. I don't salmon fish. I don't do any other fisheries.
O'Donnell says the fleet has spent years working to improve technology and methods to reduce salmon bycatch.
The trawl sector has gone a long way in gear development, gear modifications, electronics, and what have you over the years to try and decrease the amount of incidental take we have when it comes to salmon. We're continuing to work on that. We'll continue to work on that.
In a statement, Governor Mike Dunleavy's office says it's taking these issues seriously, but it didn't tip its hand. A spokesperson says the governor's office will be having conversations with council members on how to reduce salmon bycatch. Although emergency actions are possible under the Charter of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council, there are strict guidelines, and it's not likely that the complex issue of Western Alaska salmon runs and trawler bycatch will fit them. One indication was a 16-1 vote by the council's advisory panel recommending against a zero bycatch policy. Panel member Sinclair Wilt says the pollock industry pays into community development funds for many villages in the YK Delta and Norton Sound, and there's no guarantee a bycatch rule would put more salmon in the communities.
I don't know what the answer is for the rivers, but shutting down this industry and putting all these people out of work is not the answer. It's shutting down an industry that actually also brings harm to the region.
Linda Benkin, executive director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, says she's concerned that the federal fishery managers are too focused on economics.
It's not just a story of one commercial fishery against the other. It's subsistence. It's people's culture. It's those historic connections to place and family and community that we're jeopardizing right now.
Bycatch isn't limited to salmon. Crab fishermen are also calling for serious reductions in bycatch of juvenile crab in trawl nets. But that's another debate for another time. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.